We made it through a Monday.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
22 days away. You pumped up or what?
I'm so G'd up for it.
I put up my Christmas tree last night. That's a bit of fun.
Isn't it?
I forget how much fun it is.
Is it fake or real?
I thought about getting a real one.
It's for real.
It's fake, yeah. I've gone the Kmart special.
Okay.
And I really splashed out too. $15.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can get pretty decent ones for that.
Hey, splash out on this one. Give us the Alpha Buck letter.
Yeah. Alpha Buck, mate. Alpha Buck letter is N.
For N for night time.
Yes, night time. That is what we play
N
with
for
next.
Nelly.
And we will catch you for a Tuesday show, but enjoy the podcast. Just after six for a Monday morning. Welcome back, Pollard. Hello, Ash.
Hello, matey. Welcome back to the land of the living is what I think you're trying to say, because I am officially back on the Covfefes.
Oh, yeah, you gave up coffee for 2 weeks. You're back on.
You're like, what are you talking about?
I was thinking more of your voice, because you had Friday off, because your voice is sounding good.
Yeah, mate, I've been working on this bad guy.
Yes.
Had laryngitis, would you believe it?
Really?
Yeah, out of the blue.
Laryngitis. I've heard of it. I get those croaky throats every now and then. So how bad can laryngitis get?
It can get like as bad as literally losing your voice. So it's like your vocal folds are swollen or something like that. So my doctor said, you're not allowed to talk for at least the next 3 days.
Oh, that's great.
Which was very difficult.
Yeah, for you. And when you do this job, this is you get paid
for
it.
That's right.
Can you die from laryngitis?
No,
you can't. No one's died from laryngitis.
Not that I know of.
Should we Google that just to be sure?
No,
maybe we
thanks.
Have to give some laryngitis warning or something, you know? If you get it, pretty bad. Who knows? I'm just saying, be careful. Hey, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas, Ash, I tell you what.
I know.
We've ticked
God,
over
Christmas.
To December.
The 3rd of December. Now, normally I'm always on top of Christmas. I'm like, boom. I did send my Chrissy cards out on the 1st, I will say.
Mind that list?
Out.
You forgot me, didn't you?
Whoops.
Don't you do those handwritten ones too? You do some sort of handwritten Christmas cards?
Yep.
I don't do Christmas cards. Too much effort.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. That's the selfishness in you.
No, it's not selfish. It's lazy. They're two different things. But you've left me off your list. What's the go with that? Come on, mate.
Well, because you're not going to send me one, so why should I send you one?
No, that's not what it's about, Ash. That's not what Christmas is about. It's not what I do for you, you do for me. It's out of the goodness of your heart. Come on.
I'll put a sock in it.
Add me to the list.
We'll see.
Get me on there. Now, just with your coffee ban for 2 weeks, you are back on board, but Jackie from Shelley Beach has been doing it with you. So we need to check in with Jackie before 6:30 this morning, and you have a little confession to make to Jackie.
I actually haven't even had a coffee this morning, so...
Maybe you don't feel like it now.
I definitely do. Yeah, definitely do.
R&B Vine Days, we're still doing that. When you hear the horn, call the show, 13, 12, 16, you could be off to R&B Vine Days. And on the show today, Christmas boxes full of Luxe goodies, all thanks to the Rustic Rabbit Show Bags at Erin Affair.
Cool.
We have on the show today, just in time for Christmas. So that is all happening here this morning at CFM with Gaundy and Ash. Ash, back on deck with us here.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Just did a Google, Ash. You can die from laryngitis, by the way.
Oh.
Yep. It's rare. No, it is rare, but it happens. I just wanted to clear that up. Do you want to bring the mood down? But it can alter your breathing and it can
happen.
Well,
yes, I know it can alter my breathing because I was struggling with that.
On Friday. Anyway, I just wanted to give you the warning.
When I went to sleep that night, I was like, oh, I couldn't tell if I was having an asthma attack or if I was dying.
See, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'd say you need to check. You're all blasé about it and it can get quite bad. So just, you know, take it easy.
Mm.
Go to the doctor if you've got laryngitis. There was a pitch invader at Central Coast Stadium at the Mariners game on the weekend. We need to get to the bottom of that at some point in the show today. If you were at the game and saw it, 13, 12, 16, get in touch with us. We want to hear from you. But right now...
101.3 CFM, trending now.
What else is happening in the world, Ash?
Some excellent news, my friends of the Sunny Coast. The Downton Abbey film, yeah, that's right, Downton Abbey film has officially wrapped filming, meaning we are one step closer to being reunited with Dame Maggie Smith as the one and only Violet Crawley, the Dowager Countess of Grantham. Do you even know what I'm talking about, Gordon?
I've heard of the show. I haven't watched Downton Abbey.
Oh, my God.
I remember
God.
It on Channel 7 for a bit, maybe before all the streaming and stuff. Is there a release date for the movie? Is it like 2019? Or are they pushing it right back? What are they saying?
Well, it'll be 2019.
2019, all right.
September. So still a ways to go, but... Okay. 143 unforgettable scenes, 50 wonderful days, and one glorious film. Oh, yes, everybody, I cannot wait. Lady Pollard coming to you live.
He's excited.
From Trending Now.
Oh, Downton Abbey fans, get excited for that. September 2019.
CFM Trending Now.
The biggest names in Australia's arts industry have signed an open letter calling for the end to our country's offshore detention policy. The letter addressed to ScoMo and opposition leader Bill Shorten asked them to put politics aside and to support the bill independent MP Dr. Karen Phelps is set to introduce on Monday. It's the Urgent Medical Treatment Bill, and it will evacuate the remaining children and their families from Nauru and Manus Island. Apparently, the bill will also make it easier to fly asylum seekers who are psychologically ill to Australia on the recommendation of at least two treating doctors. Now, it's pretty hectic. Names, people who signed the actual bill: Jackie Weaver, Simon Baker, Asha Keddy, Deborah Lee Furness.
All the actors getting on board.
Yeah, Deborah Mailman, yeah, right. Benjamin Law, and my mate Nazim Hussain.
Oh, Naz, he's on board.
Nazzy. Did Very you, interesting.
Did it come across your desk to get on board this? I mean, how do you sign such a thing? How do you get on board such a thing?
That's a very good question. I don't know.
Because this is the first I've seen of these actors jumping on board that. But, you know, it's an ongoing issue. Good to
I think
see
it's
people.
On one of those, you know, the old websites that are up and running and whatnot.
Okay.
But, yeah, this is. I don't even want to get into it, mate.
Why? It's all right. You can get into it if you want to get into it.
Nah.
It's an ongoing thing, and it's good to see these guys throwing their support behind it. They just need to, you know, make it happen a little quicker, you know, get onto it a little bit sooner.
I don't think it's fair that we should be detaining people.
No.
That's for sure.
Exactly. All right, we'll keep you up to date with that here at CFM.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
It's Amy Shark at CFM with Gordy and Ash, just gone 6:26. For anyone that's given up coffee, they'll know how hard it can be, Ash Pollard. You went 2 weeks without it.
Two whole entire weeks, and it just about killed me. And look, I wasn't alone doing it, which was nice. We had Jackie from Shelley Beach, a listener, and we've got Jackie on the line this morning. Morning, Jax.
Morning, Ash. How are you?
Look, I'm so much better this morning because I'm back on the coffee fest.
Oh, nice. I'm actually standing in front of my machine now.
Well, Jackie, you called the show and said that you were full-blown addicted, right? So you were having, what, six a day or something?
About four.
Okay, four, six, same thing.
Well, that's still hectic because I was only on one a day. I just have mine in the morning just to make sure that I'm able to string a sentence together on radio. And look, it was easy for me for the first week, I would say. The first week was fine, and then Gordy and I went and did an outside broadcast at Harvey Norman on the weekend, and I was getting the old whiff of the coffee bean, and I thought, oh, I could deal with a coffee right
but
now.
But you held strong, and you thought of Jackie the whole time, didn't you?
I did.
You didn't want to touch it because Jackie was off it. Now, we did have Jackie on the show. We checked in with Jackie, and she revealed that she broke her no coffee ban. Take a listen. Yeah, you caved. You jumped on board the no coffee for 2 weeks with Ash. How are you traveling with it? Have you had one yet?
I have.
Jackie!
Jackie!
Oh, no. Well, I'm going to be honest. So it was a very weak coffee. It didn't even hit the spot.
Do we have to make you start again?
That sounds like an addict trying to justify their actions.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, mate, it was just a week. Oh, it wasn't even worth it. Don't even worry about it.
Jackie, you've let me down.
You've let me down were the words of Ash Pollard. You have let Ash down. That was her words.
Did you have any more after that, Jackie?
No, but I'm dying to get this one into me right now.
Don't let me hold you up, darling.
And I'm not going to lie to you, I have been researching coffee machines for the past weekend, and my husband keeps saying, but we've got one. Yeah, I know, but I really like the Virtuoso pods. You get more out of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny, because that's a machine I have.
Oh, have you got that, Ash?
I do.
Okay, you got a question. What's that?
Ash, did you honestly go without coffee the entire time?
Well, here we go.
Well, here we go.
Here's a little confession.
So, Jackie, after you told me that you had a coffee, I'm like, is this chick for real? Like, she straight up just ruined our little pinky promise together. And I'm like, that's not what friends do. Friends don't do that. So I thought, well, if she doesn't care, then I don't care, and I'm going to have one too. I had one.
Oh, God.
Look, I only had one.
I've realised, though, one is that I don't think I'm addicted. I think I just really enjoy coffee. Like, I enjoy the flavour of it. Like, my mum would have a tea.
Yep.
And the other thing, like you, Ash, you know how you have to have it to string your words together in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm driving, I've found it that I am more alert for that.
Right.
Definitely more alert.
See, but here's the difference, though. You have one, Jackie, and you've let Ash down. Ash has one, and you're cool with it. You know what I mean? So you just let it on by.
Yeah, because she was the first one to break the
thing. Oh, don't be pointing fingers, Pollard. You sound like you're in the schoolyard. She had the first one, so I went with it. All right, so the 2 weeks was for absolute waste because, ladies, you're both back on it, yeah?
No, because I literally made a week and 5 days.
Well, that's great, mate, but are you back on it? Because generally the idea is that you go 2 weeks without and then you're done.
If both of us put a sock in it, I'll be able to get up and go and make one right now, and then I'm back on the bandwagon.
Jackie, was it a waste for you, the 2 weeks? Do you wish you never did it and just drank the whole time?
No, I did really enjoy it. Nobody mentioned that I looked fantastic like they did for you last time, Ash, not one person.
Don't worry, they didn't tell me either the second time, so it was a bit of a waste. Yeah.
But I am going to cut down. I've decided I'm going to have one of a morning and that's it.
Oh, good. Nice.
Well, there you go.
Enjoy that.
Helping people out there, Pollard.
You're welcome.
What would you like to give up next, now that you've done coffee? Anything else?
Sugar.
Okay, sugar's next.
But trust me, you do not want to be anywhere near me when I'm going through that.
Can you give up sex for 2 weeks?
No way, Jose.
1 week. Nah.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Ever heard of a little series called Extreme Love?
No, I haven't heard of the series, but this one is a cracker. I'm loving this one.
This is a cracker, and it's something that I stumbled upon, in fact. I think it was on Netflix when I was hungover one day and there was nothing to watch and I just wanted some brain-numbing television, and I stumbled upon Extreme Love. It is all about the age difference in relationships. Now, there's a guy who's 31 years old and he's dating a lady who is 91 years of age. That's a whopping 60 years between those
60.
Two.
60.
Can you even fathom that?
Have a listen to him. So this is him talking about dating the older ladies.
Everyone is wired their own way. And some people are wired towards blondes, brunettes, big women, skinny women, various ethnicities. I'm wired towards older women.
He's wired towards the older ladies. 60 years older, to be exact.
I get it. Look, are we wired for certain types of people?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's weird because I used to date, like, Greeks and Italians, and now I'm with Pistol Pete.
Yeah,
I don't, like, that so, I thought I was wired for the Euros, but clearly I'm not.
Yeah, right. It's weird watching this guy mack on with these older ladies, I will say, though. And they're like right
this
into
woman,
it too.
This woman, no offence, she's got one foot in the grave.
Yes.
Looks
like that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, have a listen to her because she's loving it as much as him, obviously, because she's getting it on with a 31-year-old bloke. So all her Christmases have come at once. Take a listen to how much she's loving it.
When I first met Cal, quite thrilled. It's very flattering to have the younger guy chase you. And he was very nice. Sometimes I feel like he's another son. Till we hop in bed.
Sometimes he feels like another son until we hop in bed.
Now, the footage that we've just heard there, when you watch it, they're actually snogging. They're snogging.
Full on, like full passion, but they're in the schoolyard.
Yeah, but not even. Like the lady's not moving her head, so she's just sticking her tongue in and out, in and out.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
You'd think someone with 91 years experience would be a better kisser than from what I saw in that video.
No, but you might lose it. Like if you're not with somebody for such a long time, you're out of the groove.
Yeah.
You got to get in the groove.
Yeah, get in that groove.
There's a groove
to get into.
Yes.
Yeah, like your tongues need to go in the right direction with
each
other.
You just got to feel the rhythm.
That's right. These two look like they're just going in and out, in and out.
So he's not monogamous. He goes, he's rooting around.
Yes.
This bloke. He does not keep it to one woman.
Well, there wouldn't be any shortage for him, I'm sure. I mean, he's a 31-year-old, half-decent-looking bloke. I'm sure the older ladies...
Half-decent. What are you taught? Are you blind?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, for the older ladies who have maybe not been with someone for such a long...
Well, yes, for the older ladies, but someone like me...
It's not about you. Not everything is about you, Pollard.
Give me a 10-foot pole and that even not going... That's not going anywhere near him.
Wait till you're 91 and you haven't had anything for 30 years. You'll be taking anything that comes your way. If a bloke's keen like this bloke.
Gross.
I'm always keen.
Anyway, look, I sort of feel bad for saying it's gross because at the end of the day, you're right. If I was 91 and I was single and some 31-year-old came to sweep me off my feet.
Yeah. You'd be downright keen.
Downright keen.
You know, you're like, watch who you're knocking back these days because they might come knocking in the future.
Hold on a second. Pistol Pete ain't going nowhere.
Here's the thing. I like to put it out there, 13, 12, 16, we can find the biggest age gap on the coast. I doubt we're going to find 60 years, but I'm interested in the age gaps in relationships on 13, 12, 16. Like, how big's the gap?
My parents are 8 years. I don't think that's a great deal.
Nah, I reckon we can go beyond 10. I reckon we could get at least beyond 10.
I don't even care. 10's like, meh, whatevs.
And it's always funny when it works the other way around too. Like, this is a younger bloke with the older ladies, you know? If it's the other way around, that kind of changes the dynamic as well.
Like a what?
Like a what?
You mean like a younger lady with an older guy?
Yes. Like the sugar daddy, like those kind of websites.
I think sugar mama's weirder.
You think that's
weird? An older chick with a young, yeah.
Okay. Well, 13, 12, 16, we have tickets to Dirty Dancing, immersive at the cinemas.
Because I always think in my head, I'm like, guys are so immature for such a long time.
Yep.
You know, that's why, as women, we tend to go for older men.
Right, okay.
Because, like, you guys don't mature until you're dead, practically.
Well, I look forward to that day, Pollard.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We're talking about love, extreme love at that, and that's a new series going on at the moment. Well, perhaps not overly new, but it's about this bloke who has a penchant for older ladies. Like, yeah. I'm talking old.
Yeah, this is from the show. Take a listen.
Babyface Kyle Jones has never dated a woman his own age, preferring relationships with ladies more than twice as old as him. The 31-year-old, who lives in Pittsburgh, regularly romances grandmas in their 70s, 80s, and even 90s.
Regularly romances grandmas. And doesn't he romance them? I want to play this audio again because the old ladies love it.
When I first met Kyle, quite thrilled. It's very flattering to have the younger guy chase you. And he was very nice. Sometimes I feel like he's another son. Till we hop in bed.
He's another son until we hop in bed. She had a big smile on her face, I will say.
Didn't she just?
Yeah, she's loving it.
They've been dating for quite a while, but she's not the only one he's with.
Mm.
She's snogging someone else too.
Yeah, they've got an open relationship.
She's a great-great-grandma or something.
Great-great.
Oh God.
Isn't love nice? You know?
Well, that's the argument, isn't it?
You know, you can't knock them for trying.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you can't.
But I'm like, ew, but then I'm like, oh, cute.
Yeah, I'm more ew than cute, but, you know. Let's go to Kat on 13, 12, 16. We're talking age gaps. Morning, Kat.
Morning.
What's the age gap in your family? This is your mum and dad.
Yeah, so my mum and dad are 12 years apart.
12 years. Who's the older one?
Who's the eldest?
My dad's the eldest.
Okay, he's the older one. Okay.
12 years. Yep. You know, I often think about things like that. Like, oh my God, your dad was 12 when your mum was born.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird when you put it into that kind of bracket.
And then it's suddenly not weird when you finish school. It doesn't matter.
And so how old is your dad?
My dad's 51.
Oh, that's young. That's a young dad. 51.
That is a young dad.
Yeah, and so your mum's what, late 30s?
39, yeah.
39. How old are you?
Oh.
I'm 21.
You're 21?
What?
Oh, so your mum had you around 18?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there you go. And do you notice a big difference between a late 30s and a 50-year-old in your parents?
More so when I hang around them, I think, just because they're, like, different. Like, split now, but when I hang around them, they're into different things because of the different ages.
Your dad's 12 years older. Is he more mature or less mature than your mum?
Probably a bit more mature.
Oh, okay. I was trying to prove Ash's theory here that blokes don't mature until they're dead, was her comment before. Let's go to Cassandra Tugger. Thanks for the call this morning, Kat. Cass, you can beat the 12-year age gap. How many years?
Oh, yes, it's 18, but I just had to think about it.
Okay.
I had to add it up. My mum married, well, she's married now, but she met someone when she was 42, and he was 24, and all I remember when they talked about it is that my stepdad would say the numbers were opposite, 42 and 24.
Oh, there you go. A little backwards flip on the old numbers there.
18 years.
I mean, 20s to 40s, that does feel like a bit of a gap, 20s to 40s. Did you notice?
He's not 40 yet. He's right. 40 next year.
Okay, right.
And she's 58, and he's already pop.
Right. Okay.
Oh, I'm so confused. My mind is blown.
And what's your take, Ned? Because you've seen the 18-year age gap with this old people we're chatting about here, 91 to a 31-year-old bloke. Do you reckon that's kind of weird, or you know?
Yes. Okay. That's a bit too weird because it's about physical dimensions and things.
Physical dimensions.
Physical dimensions.
Because your dimensions really drop. They do.
Gravity.
Yes.
Gravity takes a hold.
60 years. So, but just quickly, Ash, 60 years. So I'm 32 now. So that would be like me in another 28 years before that person's even born yet. How weird is that when you think of it that way?
It's crook, isn't it?
Isn't that weird?
Like fresh young meat going out with an old leather handbag.
Fresh young man meat.
Yeah.
Oh, power to them. Good on you guys.
Yeah, good on you.
If you can get away with it, go for it. 91-year-olds.
If you're that crook, good on you.
Yes. Go to Sirens on a Saturday night and see what you can find on the dance floor. We have another guess at CFM's $10,000 centre sack and a brand new clue we'll give out just after the 7 o'clock news. But if you'd like to have a crack at 10K, we'd love to hear from you. 13, 12, 16.
CFM's $10,000 Santa sack.
We have a brand new clue, Ash. So the first clue was desk. That was clue number one. Clue number two, and a brand new one for this week, is 100 tons.
Oh, what?
100 tons is the brand new clue.
It's not a computer, it's not a stapler.
100 tons.
Desk, 100 tons.
Renee's at Berkeley Vale. Morning, Renee.
Morning.
You've shopped at Trader Vic's?
Yes.
Okay, $50 in store there has helped you get through on air here. We actually call you for the first guest of the morning. Does that clue help you at all, 100 tons?
Not really.
Okay, what has it changed what you were going to say this morning, what you were about to say? Yeah. Okay, it's changed it. All right. All right, well, for $10,000...
What were you going with, Renee? Yeah, what were you going to say?
I was going to say coffee mug.
Coffee mug.
Right. And now what do you want to say?
Probably I'll just stay with coffee mug.
You just stay with coffee mug. How could you see 100 tons working into coffee mug? 100 tons worth of coffee mugs.
Potentially.
You haven't said that. You've only said one. All right, let's check. Is it a coffee mug for $10,000?
Ho, ho, ho! Sounds like... No, no, no! Maybe next time.
Not a coffee mug.
Okay, no. Then.
Sorry we couldn't help out with $10,000 there this morning, Renee, but well done for shopping at Trader Vic's. They got some great stuff for Christmas. Let's go to Brett at Wyong. Brett's called through on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Brett.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, man.
Oh, Bretty, we want to know what you're thinking.
Oh, that clue sort of thrill spinner in the work.
Did it?
Didn't it just? Yeah.
Has it made you change your answer?
Yeah, but I might just stick with the original answer.
Like Renee did, she stuck with hers and it was wrong, but what's yours inside the Santa sack for $10,000?
I was going to go with printing ink.
Printing ink.
I also like the ink from the printer.
Yeah.
Okay. $10,000 just in time for Christmas. What are you splashing that cash on if it's the
printer probably ink? Just a few Chrissy presents with a few of the people. Nice. Family and...
Oh, yeah, good to get that for free. Let's find out if it's that inside the sack for 10K.
Ho, ho, ho! All you're getting from me is a lump of coal. It's a no from me.
That's not it for $10,000. We'll put that incorrect guess up at the CFM website, though, and we play across the day here at CFM. And another two chances, same time tomorrow here at C. Both our callers there, though, get tickets, family passes to the brand-new Spider-Man movie, Into the Spider-Verse, Event Cinemas Tugra from December 13. You can get your tickets right now. Dean McCarthy back on deck for a fresh week, and celebrity auctions are something that I find fascinating, Dean. But
fascinating.
Donald Trump is involved in one at the moment. Morning, Dean.
Good morning, guys. I also find celebrity auctions really fascinating because they're always ridiculous. They always, people pay the most astronomical amount of money for such random things. Here's one for today. For a check, right, a personal check signed by Donald Trump, so literally... It has, like, his name, address, like, it's signed by him, like, it literally a personal check that was originally made out for $900 to a, kind of like, he went to buy some sports memorabilia, so he paid with this check. You can buy the check, the original check, for $15,000. That is for an original Donald Trump personal check for $15,000. Here's the thing, though, people need to realize, this is not that rare. I'm pretty sure out there in the world, there's a lot of Donald Trump checks being written. You know what I mean? So I don't really know why it's fetching so much money, but maybe because he's the 45th pres, maybe.
How much is the check worth? Like, what does it say on the check? Do you know the exact amount?
$909.99. So you pay $900 for some memorabilia, actually some kind of like vintage photos of these baseballers.
Yeah.
So it was a check for something quite random. And now you can buy the check.
I can't wrap my head around the fact that you will pay $15,000 for a check that only has $900 on it. Doesn't add up for me.
Yeah. Where's the money going? To charity?
It's actually not going to charity.
Don't tell me it's going to him.
No, it's just some crazy...
No, it's not going to him.
Yeah. Oh. Some crazy Donald Trump fan will buy it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to sell.
How much do you reckon an Gordy check would go for? Because he was 21 on the most influential people on the coast.
No, you've upped me there, 71. But I'll take that 50 spaces jump. My auntie was on the first season of Big Brother, Gemma, with the lip gloss and the off-the-shoulder top. So, I don't know, that must up the value just a little bit. Who writes checks these days? I've never written a check.
Yeah, who does?
No. Let me tell you something. In America, everything's paid by check. It's the weirdest thing, right? When I moved here, I had to get a checkbook. I'd never had a checkbook. I still pay my mortgage as check, everything. It's so weird. You can pay a check at a grocery store and buy your groceries with a check.
It's actually weird. The most bizarre thing. Oh, no wonder the country's in such debt.
Hey, have they heard of tap and go there? Have they heard of tap and go in the States? It's much quicker.
They don't have tap and go.
Much quicker, much easier.
Sometimes
they need to get on it.
So forward thinking, yet that is just so backward.
Hey, Dean, let's talk Royals for a second because there is a mole hunt happening to find out who's leaking all this information about the Royals.
Three words for you. Game on, moles. Game on, moles. So as we know, there's been information leaking from the royal family, kind of things like, you know, Meghan Markle's assistant quit after a few months. Apparently, you know, Meghan and Kate have got some sort of risk. All these things are coming out of the royal household, and apparently there's a mole. So they are doing an internal investigation to find out who is the mole. Now, if I was going to bet money, I reckon it's the Queen. I reckon she's bored as... wants a little bit of spice, a little bit of drama, and she's leaking it herself. Just to kind of, you know, mix things up a little bit.
Just to keep him in the news.
What?
Game on, Moles. Do you know what TV show that started on, Game on, Moles?
Big Brother.
Yes, and my auntie was on the first season of that show.
Gemma, Game on, Moles.
With the lip gloss and the off-the-shoulder tops. Yeah, Game on, Moles. I can't remember who said it, but it was on that TV show, Big Brother.
It was really good.
And it's still sticking around.
Anna
said that. What season? Ooh. Do you remember?
Six.
Jeez, you know your Big Brother stuff, Ash.
No, I don't. I quickly Googled
it. Oh, okay.
Ew.
Does it say anything about season one?
I don't want
to
name stuff, but you know that I was on a Big Brother series.
Which
we
one?
Discuss this, right?
Which one?
I was on the one when Ben won. Remember Ben?
Yeah.
What's his name? Ben Norris.
Yeah.
When Ben won, they brought me in as a fake intruder called a fake housemate for like 3 episodes to rile Ben up. And he said all these mean things about me on TV and my mum and my grandma were really upset. True story.
Mate.
Can I just say, it's not mole, by the way.
What is it?
It's mole. M-O-L-L. Derives from Molly. And it's used as a euphemism for prostitute.
Yeah, right. There's Ash just reading off the Google Dictionary. Dean, good to chat, man. Let's do it same time tomorrow here at CFM. On your buddy.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
If you missed our clue for CFM's $10,000 Santa sack, just had another couple of guesses at 7 o'clock this morning. The brand new clue is 100 tonnes. So desk and 100 tonnes. I'm always useless with these things, Ash. Whenever I find out what it is, I go, oh, never would have got that. No, I always go, oh, I never would have got that. But someone will.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for $10,000, if you can work those clues. So we play across the day here at CFM, but if you missed that clue, that is the brand new one. After 7:30, now that it's ticked over to December, Ash, and we can officially celebrate Christmas. Need to put it out there to the coast, because this always goes off every year. I love doing this, and people love it. The best Christmas lights around the place, because there's new ones all the time. I know there's a street in particular on the coast that goes full-on, all-out Christmas. So we want to hear
Christmas
from those people.
It's just not Christmas without a little trip to some Christmas lights, is it?
Yeah, I wish I was one of those people. I wish I was someone who decorated my house and made it look legit.
Oh, you still could.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Expensive and it's time-consuming.
I know. That's why I respect to the people that do it.
Yeah.
And then it's like, do I want people driving slow past
my
house?
What about those people that open their homes or like,
yes,
you know, kit out their garages so you can go inside?
Yep, there's one near me in Etalong and it's the front yard and you can actually walk into their front gate and it's all Christmassy and it's like this
Imagine that
you can walk through and people love it.
Cute.
We're going to put a map together for the coast. So 13, 12, 16, you can start getting in touch with us now. And we'll get those people on the air after 7:30 so we can work out the hot spots for Christmas lights on the coast.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Christmas is upon us, Pollard.
It's beginning to look a
good choice of song.
Like isn't it, mate?
Favourite Chrissy song.
I think there'd be a lot of people that put up trees over the weekend. I did mine last night.
Yeah, good on you.
Fun.
But you were saying earlier that you did it the wrong way.
Yeah, I've had people get stuck into me because I did a time-lapse video and I uploaded it and Jamie said, let's put the lights on the tree first. I said, no, let's hang the ornaments first and then the lights. I was wrong.
Yeah.
And that's hard to admit when you're wrong when it comes to the tree. I didn't know that.
What?
So lights first. Put on the lights
you're
first.
You're 32. How many times have you put up a Christmas tree?
I forget every year.
Oh, my word.
It's like
word.
A new experience every year, so I completely forgot. But, yeah. Now, on the topic of lights, this goes off every year. So the Central Coast, we're good for lights around the place. People like to jump in their cars and go check out where the best lights are. So we put it to the people on 13, 12, 16 this morning, the best lights on the Central Coast and where to find them. And we'll put a little map together and we'll post it up online so people know exactly where to go. Nothing better than when people go all out, Ash, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Kat at Gosford on 13, 12, 16. Morning, Kat.
Morning.
Where are the best lights that you're seeing on the coast for the people listening right now?
Okay, so the best lights on the coast are 55 Derry Road in Wyonga.
Are they happy with you giving out their address?
They should be. Okay. They advertise it every year. It's
Is it one house?
Absolutely massive. I think on Christmas Eve the whole street does it, but I know on Saturdays this lady has like a Santa at the house. Like there's a sleigh, the house is completely done up.
Okay.
Last year there were people dressed as minions.
people dressed as minions. Okay,
yep.
So Derry Road in Woongarra, that's what you're saying?
No, Wyonga.
Wyonga.
Okay, sorry. Okay, great. Yep. All right, we're going to put that on the map. And to be fair, Kat, there's a lot of people saying that one. Josh from Bonnells Bay, you're backing that one up. You there?
Joshy.
Josh.
Yes. Morning. How are you guys?
Good, mate. Welcome to the show. You're backing that one up. You're saying that one's the best as well.
Derry Road is the best. So I've got a mate that lives in there. Christmas Eve, we go around, he bakes multiple hams. The whole street gets involved. It's Santa comes down the street, gives lollies out to the kids.
I love that.
It's cracker. You can't
miss it. That is so nice.
And can anyone come on Christmas Eve?
Absolutely. So we barricade, sort of unofficially barricade half the street off.
Unofficially.
So no cars.
I love that.
No cars can sort of like, you know, come flying down because there's all kids everywhere. So it's sort of, you got to do like the zigzag to get through like the chicane and yeah.
It's a wonder why the council doesn't jump on board and do the, you know, the road closures and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a bit, I don't know why. I don't know why. So it's a good night out and I reckon probably thousands of people come down there at night.
Thousands.
Josh, you got me on your mate baking the hams. Like, I'm all over that. Yeah. That's nice.
I was thinking about you, Ash, when I was sitting in the car on the way to work thinking maybe we can get Ash and Gondi there. More the merrier, so...
I would love, honestly, delightful. If I was on the coast for Christmas Eve, I would come and check that out for sure.
You're going on your honeymoon,
yeah,
aren't
I'm going to be... I'm doing a white New York Christmas this year, and jelly. We leave before Christmas Eve, so I can't make it, unfortunately, but... I highly encourage people to go check that out at Christmas Eve. That sounds like a great time. I love that people just get out some witch's hats too, put them down and go road closed.
Unofficial road closure.
Unofficial road
what
closure.
What of it? YOLO.
Josh, great call this morning, mate. We appreciate it. Let's go to Vanessa at Chitaway Bay. Morning, Vanessa.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're great. You think you can top this one?
That we've mentioned this morning. We think we can top it.
Okay. To Christmas off.
Christmas off, we are in 9 James Watt Drive in Chitaway Bay. We have Chitaway Christmas Lights, which is our Facebook page.
Yes.
We fundraise for Sydney Children's Hospital every year. We are out the front every night in December, handing out lollies and collecting donations. We have a 6-metre high Santa, who's twice the height of our house.
Okay, I like that.
And we have a slushy machine for the kids.
A slushy machine. Well, let's go back to Josh just quickly.
Hold on a tick. Josh has got the ham, I'm tossing up between ham and a slushy machine here.
Let's go Josh and Vanessa. So, Josh, you've just heard what Vanessa has. It's a bit of a Christmas off here. Can you top a slushy machine?
I reckon we can.
Yeah.
All you got to do is you bring an esky, whether it's full or not, but it will get full. Everyone comes around. There's beers, there's wine, there's whatever you want. There's multiple amounts of desserts.
I love that Josh has got the adults covered.
What I will say is Vanessa's doing this for charity, so that's very nice.
Yes, and for
the kids. I don't think we should make any sort of comparison. Each to their own, and they're both wonderful in their own sort of elements.
I'd agree with that, Ash. I just thought a bit of fun on a good old Christmas off, you know? but I do like them both. Okay, so they're both going to go on our mat. They're both good there. 13,
how
12, 16.
How far away, do you know, how far away is Wyonga and Chitaway Bay?
Well, you can ask Josh from Gosford. How far away are you guys, Josh, from Gosford?
Can I do both of you in one night?
Josh, how far away from Gosford are you guys?
We're probably half an hour.
Half an hour. And Vanessa, how far from the centre of Gosford are you guys?
About 20 minutes.
About 20 minutes. Yeah, you can do both in one night, Ash.
Yeah.
Easy done.
You definitely
easy
can.
Done.
All right, we're going to put both of those on our Christmas lights map. More calls coming through, 13, 12, 16, keep them coming. And we'll upload this to Facebook with some more suggestions and that way you can find out where to get around on the coast. How good is that, Pollard?
I really like it because you know, well, you don't know because you haven't known me for that long, nearly a year now, but I do obsess over Christmas time and one thing that I must do religiously is check out the Christmas lights.
All right, we'll check out this map as soon as it goes up and you'll know exactly where to go on the coast. Thanks for those calls this morning. Who do we give this pack to? Because I said someone's going to get the pack. That's why I want to do the Christmas off. Which Joshy. One deserves... Oh, Joshy.
Yep.
Ah, Joshy this morning. You've picked up the box full of goodies, mate. No jam or fruitcake here, just super value. On-trend Christmas gift box hamper, all thanks to the Rustic Rabbit show bags at Erin Affair. Enjoy.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Hey, you're welcome. Have we got anything else? We just want to give Vanessa something.
We'll get Vanessa something as well. Hold tight there, Vanessa. God, I love Christmas.
I just want to give a present to everyone.
Oh, we'd give them all out, Santa style. Thanks for the call, Scott.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
If you're at the Mariners game yesterday, and you saw Saturday, and you saw the pitch invader, the guy in the moon boot and the crutches, we want to hear from you, 13, 12, 16, get into that after 8.
I don't know if you've ever noticed, mate, but I am slightly territorial. I'm slightly territorial in my relationship.
With Pete?
With Pete, yeah.
Yep.
And I am a little bit in my general life as well, you know?
I've noticed.
Yeah.
Oh, I've noticed, mate.
Oh, have you now? Look, I'm not sorry for it either, yep. You know? Like, it's not something that I'm going to be like, oh, hey, sorry for living.
You be you.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, be yourself.
Speaking of territorialism, I went to a wedding over the weekend. And not just any old wedding.
Love a good wedding.
It was a wedding. It was Pete's friend's wedding, basically.
Pete's friend.
Yeah, so I didn't really know anybody at the wedding. Maybe a couple of people here and there.
That's annoying, those weddings, aren't they, when they're your partner's friends and you don't really
standard.
Know anyone?
Yeah.
You got to get around and do all that small talk and...
I love it. I've been doing that sort of thing for a whole year because I swear to God, like, Pete goes to 79,000 weddings a year.
Yeah, right.
And I go to one. Now, went to the wedding over the weekend. It was all nice, la-di-da-di-da. But before I went to the wedding, my girlfriend called me and she's like, what? She's British. What are you doing this weekend, darling? And I said, oh, going to Pete's friend's wedding. She's like, oh, right. So no doubt you'll be seeing a lot of his ex-girlfriends then. And I was like, oh, my God. What? Like, I didn't even think about that.
What? Not just one ex-girlfriend, multiple ex-girlfriends at the wedding.
Well, I know. I was like, ugh.
That was God.
He's not been with anybody except for me.
Of course.
Duh. So that got me thinking. I was like, oh, my God, she has a point. And then I said to Pete, oh, is there going to be any of your exes at this wedding? And he's like, nah. Oh, there might be one girl that I dated, like, you know, way back when. And he's like, nah, but she's in Bali, so she probably won't come.
Yep.
Rock up to the wedding. Guess who was there?
She's there, isn't she?
Yep.
Oh.
She was there.
Now, here's where the comparisons start. Here's where you start to look at the ex and go, do I match up? Am I better? Are they better? Are they hotter?
I'm not going to lie. I did it. Of course I did it. We all do it. We're human.
Were you friendly to her? Did you get to
So
you actually got to meet and hang out.
Yeah, I kicked her straight in the shin. And I was like, get away from my bloke.
You're like, nice to meet you, whatever your name is.
Just keep away.
So how
I didn't look. I was like, she walked up to Pete and she's like, hey, Pete. And Pete's like, hey, whatever her name is.
Did they kiss on the cheek?
Oh,
was there like a kiss?
What the hell?
I don't know.
I don't know. And then Pete straight away is like, whatever your name is, this is Ash and Ash, this is blah. And I was
Whatever your name is, you don't even remember her name. Was there sparks? Do you feel like there were still sparks?
No, there wasn't. And I wasn't even worried.
I mean, you're at a wedding.
Tripping over her own lips. She'd had that much blooming filler in them.
She's had too much work done. I mean, the thing is, like, you know, you're there and you're at a wedding and there's love in the air.
You know what, though? She was nice.
Yeah?
Yeah, she was nice.
She was nice. Could you see yourself being friends? Isn't that weird?
No.
When other people are friends with exes. And
I don't... No.
My uncle, at the moment, his current partner, is friends with his ex, like, from way back. They're friends. They stay at their house and everything. Yeah. My Uncle Graham is with a lady by the name of Jen, right? And the mother
They're older.
The mother of his child, they're actually friends. They hang out all the time.
It's the mother of his child, mate. It's different.
How's that different? That's even a closer relationship, if anything.
Yeah, but you have to stay...
Oh, you're forced.
You know,
you're forced to be around
that person.
Forced.
But, okay. You know, the thought of some other woman... putting her bloody feelers all over my bloke. I'm not having it.
Maybe Pete's got a secret kid to this ex.
Oh, shut up. Gosh.
Who knows? Maybe a secret kid. Did you ask?
You're horrifying. Stop it.
It's a thought that gets you, though, doesn't it?
It doesn't.
Ash.
Listen.
How does it feel? Yeah. Pete's probably got a couple of secret kids getting
around. I'm going to reach over this desk in a minute.
Alpha Bucks, let's play it next. 13, 12, 16 for $1,000 at CFM. CFM's Alpha Bucks. Come on, let me show you what it's all about. $1,000 right here. Been a while since we've given it away too, so I'd love a winner. Come on, Renee to Rimba. The cash is yours.
Come on, Renee.
Come on, Renee.
Morning.
Morning. How's your weekend?
It was pretty good, thanks. How was yours?
Good, thanks. Highlight of your weekend?
Watching friends compete in a CrossFit comp yesterday.
Ah, because you didn't have to do any of the work.
No, I just got to cheer.
Ah, that's the best. The best. All right, well, $1,000. The letter is J. 30 seconds on the clock. Don't use the same answer twice. We'd love to give you this cash. Here we go.
Could be a good one.
Thank you.
Question number one. Name a job.
Janitor.
Something expensive.
Jewelry.
Something you see in the sky.
Jet.
A game.
Jumping jack.
A body part.
Pass.
Celebrity.
Jennifer Lawrence.
A movie.
Juniper.
A flower.
Okay. Pardon?
A flower.
Oh, God. Pass.
Something hot.
Started well. What was the movie you said? Juniper.
Juniper Moon, but I don't think that's actually what it's called.
Juniper Moon.
Probably not.
Okay. The only other one you passed on was a body part, jaw, jugular, yep, or joint, and a flower, jasmine, or okay, jacaranda. Would have taken that as well. No $1,000 this morning, but we do have for you here a little prize for you. Which is
awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Dirty Dancing Immersive Cinema. Immersive Cinema presents Dirty Dancing March 15, 16 and 17 at the Domain. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. You can visit immersivecinema.com.au if you'd like to go see that for yourself. Next on the show, this pitch invader at Central Coast Stadium on Saturday. I want to put a call out to the people who are at the game, Ash. I had to leave just after halftime. I had something else on Saturday night. But anyone who saw this pitch invader in the moon boot take the field and walk up to the Sydney FC goalkeeper.
He wasn't just in the moon boot. Like, he had clothes on.
He had clothes on. He had a moon boot. He had crutches. Yeah, it wasn't a nude one, from what I gather. But if you're at the game and you saw it, I want your account of what happened, because I'm getting a whole range of different stories as to what happened, Ash. So we're going to get to the bottom of this, and they're talking about security at the ground and how it needs to be tightened up and all that kind of stuff, how easy it was. So 13 12 16 is our number here at State.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.
So Kim in the news this morning, Ash, has been reporting about this pitch invader at the Mariners game in the moon boot. Take a listen.
New details are emerging about the moon boot pitch invader at Saturday's Mariners game. Videos show the man getting as far as the 6-yard box at one end of the field at Central Coast Stadium and waving his crutches around. The invader then allegedly lashed out at security as they tried to escort him from the field.
Okay, so
I've seen footage of this bloke, right?
Yeah.
I can see it. He's in a TO, and I tell you what, it's far too small for him.
Well, at least he's not nude, because a lot of the time they can be nude, the streakers. So, he's clothed.
So what's the whole, like, is the whole point in the issue that it's far too easy to access the pitch?
Well, that's what they're talking about now. Yeah, they're saying that it took a little too long for security to act on it. So
especially because the bloke's in crutches and a moon boot. Like, how long does it take for the Seckies to get down and sort it out?
Exactly. I mean, it is pretty relaxed at Central Coast Stadium, I will say, but it's a professional football league. It's the A-League, so you think they'd be right on top of it. I was at the game, so they played Sydney FC over the weekend. I did have to leave just after halftime, though, because I had something else on Saturday night. So I actually missed the pitch invader, but I'll put it out there this morning, 13, 12, 16. If you're at the game and you saw exactly what happens, we're trying to get to the absolute bottom of this. Now, Ashley has messaged the Facebook page.
Who?
Ashley, one of our listeners, and said she got the video. She's the one who took the video as they were trying to take this guy out on the moon boot. So, Ash, if you're listening right now, call the show 13 12 16. We want to get you on air. Anthony Golic, he's another one we could get on from the Mariners to see if a player's perspective on the
This has made major headlines.
Headlines. Yeah, it has.
Yeah, it's all over the news. Yep. It's even on Fox Sports.
Yep. See, I don't encourage people to pitch invade, but, God, it adds a little bit of excitement.
I could sort of see you doing it. I'm not going to lie.
Well, look, if someone was going to cover the cost, but then some places get a life ban too. But the thrill of it would be exciting. In saying that, don't do it, guys. You know, I've got to say that. But I think the thrill of it might be a little bit exciting. You know? Don't you think?
I'd be far too scared. I don't like getting into trouble.
Let's go to Gav at Erina. He was at the game on Saturday. Morning, Gav.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, mate. So you were there on Saturday. You saw the pitch invader. What did you see?
Yeah, we were right down on the goal line, and he just appeared. We were wondering how how he slowly hobbled out there. There was security everywhere at every like entrance onto the field, so they obviously weren't doing their job very well. But he was no problem until I think they were trying to escort him a bit too fast, and he lashed out with his crutches. And then,
yeah, there was a full-on altercation, right?
His wife or girlfriend got involved, and there was a couple of policemen there, and. Yeah, it just blew up. It was a bit crazy.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. See, do you know that the Mariners are billed between $5,000 and $10,000 for game day security by the Central Coast Council?
Oh, that's what the cost to have those security guards there. God, if you're paying that sort of cash, I hope they do their job. The thing is, like, something like this, Gav, wouldn't have happened on the Central Coast for a very long time, so the security guards probably aren't even really thinking about it, you know what I mean, until it happens.
Oh, they looked like they were kind of half asleep. even after they... you know, they saw that he was there. They weren't kind of in a hurry. They just strolled over, and then it all just kind of blew up from there. But it was quite amazing how he got there in the first place.
I know some of the security guards listen to this show because I see him on game days. So if you want to defend yourself...
I used to be a security guard at a football ground.
Yeah.
And you know, anything can escalate from that. You've got to be on your toes.
Did you ever have to go on for a pitch invader, streak or anything like that? You had to tackle anyone?
No. I was lucky. I was up in the corporate boxes.
Oh. Up there
from Usain Bolt to a crippled pitch invader.
Yes.
Wowee. The Sunny Coast is going off.
But don't we love it, you know? Never a dull moment between Bolt and pitch invaders here on the coast.
My check.
Yeah. RV Vibes 2019, your summer winery escape, presented by CFM.
Let's go! We were actually going to wrap these tickets last week, but so popular, we thought we'd give the people what they want. And that is more tickets to R&B Vine Days. So the horn is sticking around this week, Pollard.
We love that, darling? We love it.
The horn does not die. Now,
you managed to get your fingies on some of these ticks.
That's right.
I didn't.
Not too late.
Typical, though.
You can still get some tickets. I bought mine, which is great. Ticketmaster and second if ever been Badge and Hunter Valley. Tickets on sale now.
What did you say?
I bought mine. Yeah, I bought my ticket.
Paid
top dollar for those and worth every cent, which is great. I can't wait to go. Next year feels like a long way away, but it's not really, is it?
How many
days?
It's literally under 4 weeks.
How many days left of 2018?
I don't know, 30 days of September, April, June, and November.
All today's the third. 31.
Yeah, so 31 minus 3 equals
28 days. 28 days left of 2018. Make the most of it, guys, because in 28 days, it is gone. Let's go to Luke at your minor. He's the first one through on the horn. He's got the tickets.
Yeah.
Well done, man. Good job. You are off.
No, that's awesome.
Unlike me, who has paid for tickets, you've got yours for free.
Oh, God.
So, enjoy that free show. I wish I knew what that feeling was like because I've paid for mine. So, that's going to be great, mate. I'll see you there.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.
That's how it's done. Nelly, Craig, David and All Saints happening all this week when you hear the R&B Vine Days horn. Call the show on 13, 12, 16.
Guess I better go and pay for some of mine then,
yeah,
mate.
Get on it, mate. Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Go for a good price. Okay. It's going to be a great show.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
We all love this time of year, Christmas.
Of course.
Because the big man is about to begin sorting out our gifts.
That's right. Busy time of the year for the big man.
Busy time of
Santa
year.
Santa Claus. Kris Kringle.
I stopped writing letters to Santa a few years ago.
I'm still
writing
mine.
I used to write out my Christmas list.
Oh, I still send mine.
I don't because I know he knows what I want, but he always fills up my Santa sack with some good stuff.
Your problem is you're on the naughty list.
I am not.
Hey, Santa at Harvey Norman and Erina said that you are definitely on the naughty list. He said you've been a naughty girl. Big lump of coal coming your way.
Oh.
Naughty, naughty is what he said.
Speaking of Santa's helpers.
Yes.
So at Harvey Norman, Santa's helper was there on the weekend.
That's right.
And as are many other Santa's helpers around Australia at various different venues, taking on the role of Santa. Because Santa, the big man, can't be everywhere at once.
He's busy.
He's very, very busy with the elves up in the North Pole. Now, I have stumbled upon an article about females playing the role of Santa's helper.
I'm not sure about it. Can't say I've seen a Lady Claus, if I'm honest. I've seen, you know, Mrs. Claus. I've been, you know, with Santa around. I haven't seen a Lady Claus anywhere.
The article is basically explaining that a Labor councillor from a town in County Durham in the UK is trying to ban a female Santa Claus impersonator from taking part in the annual parade.
The headline says, "Women should not perform as Santa Claus." That's the headline, and that's his quote. That's he's saying that that's no go. No go to the ladies.
I've got to say, I agree.
Okay.
Santa Claus is a bloke.
Santa is a bloke. That is a fact.
He always has been.
Yes.
So
would you feel a little ripped off if you went to go see Santa's helper and let him know what you want for Christmas to pass it on to the big man and it's a Lady Claus?
No, it's not. It can't be a Lady Claus.
Well, does the lady have the beard of Santa?
Because Lady Claus is Mrs. Claus,
exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mrs. Claus
doesn't
is Mrs.
work.
Claus.
Doesn't work that way.
And Father Christmas is Father Christmas. I want to have a polite poll on it. 13, 12, 16. If you think Santa Claus should remain male, I want to hear from you.
All right. 13, 12, 16 this morning. I've got to be honest. I haven't seen any female Santa's out there. That's the only thing. It's hard for me to base it on anything.
But this is the thing. Like, I understand they wear outfits and whatnot.
Yes.
But if you've got a female hand.
Right.
Like, you know, I know the beard can cover the face and whatnot, but we're not, you know.
Colour gloves? Some Christmas gloves?
Still, a woman's touch. You just know.
Okay. 13, 12, 16. I'm with you. Look, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to come out now. I'm with you on that one, I've got to say. But 13, 12, 16, we're Pollard polling this right now.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
All right. Here come the people on 13, 12, 16. We're going to solve this one for this councillor who says no go. Maybe people are for it. Lady clauses. Yes or no? 13, 12, 16. We'll do it
next. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Lady Santa Clauses, Ash.
That's right. Apparently it's a thing, but there's one councillor in the UK that does not want female Santa Claus helpers.
He's saying no go to the...
He's saying no go. And look,
Santa.
Quite frankly, I agree.
Mm.
Santa is a bloke.
Yep, that's
it.
You
know, and that's the end of it.
Now,
it's a tradition.
We all know Santa's real, of course. He does his thing at the North Pole there, busy time of the year, so he has his little Santa's helpers all over the place. And I haven't seen a Lady Santa myself. Don't know how I'd take it if I did. You know, it'd probably be cool then if I saw it. But
I think you'd just be disappointed. You'd be deflated.
I feel like you might be a little bit let down to not getting the big man himself.
It's not like a bloke's going to go and play Mrs. Claus.
Well, you know, maybe he can. Who knows what this world holds for us, Ash, and it's 2018 and guys can do girl stuff and girls can do guy stuff.
Yeah, but not when it's like, when you're impersonating the big man.
Yes.
That's it.
You've got to keep it real. So we are Pollard polling it this morning.
This calls for another Pollard poll.
Lady Santas, yes or no? We're going to Kimberly at the entrance. Good morning, Kim.
Morning.
What's your take on this, mate?
No.
No go to the Lady Santa.
No.
Yeah. It's a bit odd, a bit different. A bit diffy, as Ash would say.
Diffy, yeah.
Have you seen a Lady Santa before, Kim?
No, I haven't, but I've got a daughter who's 8 and all the stories are Santa's bloke in them. So
right.
Well, that's right.
No.
But don't you want
to... I think as a child,
yes.
If you were to go and meet Santa's helper and get a picky and you sat down and it was a female, that's confusing, all the stories that you've heard and... You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kim, don't you want your daughter to grow up in a world where she can be anything she wants, even Santa's helper at a shopping centre one day?
Yes, but there's limits.
There's limits.
Like Ash said, impersonating somebody, it needs to be the right.
It has to be on the money, of course.
Yeah.
It's a form of political correctness.
I think it's what Santa would want too, right? You know, he's busy. It's what Santa would want. Kane at Wyong, what are you saying to this, Kane?
I don't know, I'm having a bit of mixed emotions.
Mixed emotions.
Yeah, I'm having a bit of mixed emotions. I'm not sure if I want a woman to jump down the roof or if I I'm still enjoying the blow.
Yes. See, so, I can feel you.
You can't mix the stories up, man. It's Santa's the man of the house.
Santa.
Right. It's a long-held tradition.
That's it. Santa is Santa. Well, I think
Santa's the man, bruh.
Santa's the man, bruh.
Is that what you said?
Santa's the man, bruh.
Santa's the man. He's the man. And that's the key word right there. Santa's the man.
I think we've got a resounding no there, Gaundy.
I think it is. Yeah.
Quite frankly. I mean, you and I, we say no. Kane says no.
The counsellor in the UK saying no. I do feel for the ladies, though, that want to do it. You know, the ladies that want to help Santa. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, they can just be Mrs. Claus. Just if Santa Mrs. can't Claus. Be there, or Santa's helper for whatever reason can't be there, then a Mrs. Claus can step in.
Just those young girls around the world who want to grow up being Santa's helper one day and want to fill the big chair.
Well, then they can be an elf.
No one wants to be the elf. People want to be Santa. We have these Corona Sunset Packs to give away. Corona presents Boo Seeker at the Beery Friday, December 7th. Ooh. You can get your tickets, coronasunsetspresents.com.au. And for the quote of the show, Santa's the man, bruh. I think we give that to Kane at Y on 13, 12, 16 this morning here at CFM. More calls coming through, Ash. Some late calls coming through. There could be some people saying they don't mind a Lady Santa. We'll see what we get. We're about to wrap up the show straight after this.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard. CFM.
Just chatting about Santa, who's busy this time of the year. He sends his helpers out across the world to help out in shopping centres. And there's a councillor in the UK that's saying no to Lady Santas. Can't say I've seen any Lady Santas. We did a Pollard poll and everyone said no to the Lady Santa. But a few more calls are coming through here this morning. Bit of Mariah Carey, Santa Claus is coming to town.
Can I just turn that down for a second?
Yeah.
What does she sing there?
I don't know. What do you mean? You want to hear the start of it again?
He sees you when you're sleeping.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
So if we go ahead and have a Lady Santa, then whoa.
Okay,
we're going to go back in there and change all the lyrics of all the songs.
Well, let's go to Lena at Warner Vale. Morning, Lena.
Hi.
You're a late call through to the Pollard poll. You're saying yes to the Lady Santas.
Oh.
For sure. Why not?
For sure, why not? Okay.
Why not? 2018. We're moving forward.
See, this is the thing. It is 2018.
I don't like ruining tradition.
Yeah, it's like that too.
Just because we're in 2018 doesn't mean we've got to ruin what's already cool.
Mm.
I think if they can show the same characteristics, like still wear the beard, have the hat, put the big belly in, why not?
Okay, so a big lady with a beard.
And a big, deep voice.
And a big, can do it. Okay, well, you're a latecomer to the Pollard poll. You're still outnumbered, unfortunately. You need a few more people to back you up on that one. But would you ever put up your hand to help out Santa, Lena?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, for sure. He's a legend.
Legendary.
Well, we're not arguing with that, are we?
No, I won't argue with that.
Now, the guy that called the show we gave the Corona pack to, what was his name again?
Kane.
Laz, our producer, was just telling us he called us from the roof of wherever he was working. So I just love that. Ooh. He's heard something we're talking about going, get me the phone, boys.
Boys.
No to Lady Santa's.
He's busy working on cleaning out somebody's chimney.
Yes.
Yeah, nice.
For Santa to make his way down. Mm-hmm. Mate, what do we got? What's the date today? Has anyone checked the date? The 3rd?
22 days left. That's
it.
And it goes very quickly, let me tell you. Very, very quickly.
22 days until Christmas. The countdown is on. Thanks for hanging out with us for a Monday morning. We will catch you tomorrow. If you missed our CFM Santa Sack, which is worth $10,000, what's inside? The clue is 100 tonnes. To add to desk, and we play again after 10 o'clock this morning. Have a great one.
We can start wishing people a season's greetings now.
We can. It's officially December.
Yeah.
Which is great. Have a great Monday, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you guys.
Want more Gaundy and Ash Pollard? Download the CFM app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at cfm.com.au.